entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this St. Patrick's Eve, March 16th, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Body Armor, and of course our studios right out here on 13th and Central, where it's going to be crazy all day today, as well as tomorrow on St. Patty's Day. Across from Tropicana Field, where on the 28th, the Rays will have opening day, 3:30 first pitch, and that's against the Toronto Blue Jays. And we will be live doing a three-hour show prior to the first pitch. I'm joined by baseball Ben Botham, kind enough to slap on a little St. Patty's attire. He's got his cool shirt, and he's got his bodyguard, Kylie, with him. I'm glad she's here to take care of you, Ben. It's been a great week for you and the Seminole Nation, Seminole Warhawks. Incredible win. That was Tuesday night?
Yeah, that was Tuesday night when we were playing against Calvary. Massive win, 2-1. We had Kendall Hoffman on the mound.
Oh, our man, the Alabama kid.
Yeah, no, he was Houston.
Houston, excuse me. What am I thinking?
Oh, you're good. All good. But yeah, he pitched.
South Alabama was the other kid.
Yes. Yeah, he pitched a complete game that night.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, he did an amazing job. The only run was an unearned run, and we were hitting the ball like crazy. The only bad thing, we left a lot of guys on base, but still we pulled out a victory. It's still a W in the books, and so I'm all of us are happy over at Seminole.
Propelled you to number 2 in the state and 5A.
Yes.
And number 20 in the state, all baseball, and that's an incredible statement in its own right.
Yeah, Seminole, I promise you we'll get some swag out front ASAP.
All right, my man. He's baseball Ben Botham. We got a jam show. As I said, we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We've got Jim Hart, David Wilson, talking about the Rowdies. It's their home opener tonight. We'll have one of their 16-year-old phenoms, Christian Ortiz, will join us in the Tampa Bay Rowdies Body Armor Coca-Cola segment. And then we'll talk Wyatt Ross. I didn't realize, we've talked to Wyatt each week regarding the Lightning. He's had some incredible, at 15 years of age, some incredible interviews in his young life. Well, he's also has a relationship with the Rays.
Really?
And his lineup, I'm going to introduce you, Joe Geiger, who's in the house with us. He has had some incredible interviews, and we're going to talk to him and get him as a Rays insider, and I'm going to squeeze Joe into the conversations as well. As well as in the second hour, Brad Richardson, you guys will brag some more about your wonderful week. And then we will we'll shift gears, and we will talk to Peter Gollenbach, where you come into the conversation. We'll talk baseball. I want to get some predictions on who you think is going to be winning the respective divisions. Are you going to stick with your Toronto Blue Jays for the World Series again, as you did last year? So we'll talk about that. And, of course, Barry Smith is going to join us, an event where I first actually interacted with you in depth. It is baseball, bourbon, and cigars, and that is this coming Wednesday, and it is at J.C. Newman, the Cigar Factory. We were at the Al Lang, El Lopez.
Yeah, the Al Lopez
Museum, baseball museum.
Yep.
And that was a great day.
Yeah.
That's when you had interaction with Lou Piniella.
Lou Piniella and Wade
Boggs.
Share
that story.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm coming out of college, Mike. I'm a young guy. I was a pitcher mere months before. Finally graduated. I'm done. So I'm out there helping out at the museum, welcoming guests, telling people to come on in. This is great because I was working for the Tampa Baseball Museum at the time. And Wade Boggs comes in, shake his hand, good to meet you, whatever, all that good stuff. And then I see this beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Mercedes-Benz.
It was a BMW.
Or was it?
It was about
Mercedes-Benz.
I walked him out to it later on because I wanted to see it. It was about the same color as this young lady's shirt.
Yeah, beautiful blue.
Gorgeous blue.
Unbelievable. Pulls up. I see him hop out. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's Lou Piniella. And nobody else sees him. Nobody else notices him. I don't know what's going on. He's looking around. And Lupino makes eye contact with me. And he gives me the little finger like, hey, come here. Like, come here, kid.
This is classic.
Almost like he's calling me into pitch, because that's exactly what's going on in my mind. I'm like, oh, my God, Lupinella's calling me into pitch. And so I go running up to him, puts his hand on my shoulder, and he said, someone's supposed to park my car. Hands me his keys. I'm looking around. You know, jaws on the floor like,
That's a classic story.
Sure thing,
Lou. You think you are, you're 20, what were you, 22 then? 22-year-old.
Maybe.
Lou Pinnell is pulling you out of the crowd of all these luminaries from the area, and he's going to let you drive off in his, I might have taken it for a spin, though, brother.
I definitely did not drive his car.
Did you park it?
No. I had to hand it off to someone else, Mike. Somebody had to work the door.
Well, he's baseball Ben Botham. Like I said, we'll talk to Peter Gollenbach. We'll talk some baseball at the end of the show, and then we'll talk baseball, bourbon, and cigars. It's that time of year as we prepare. But it's also soccer time. It is the opener today for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Joe Geiger looks all rowdied up today in his attire as we've got our St. Patrick's Day look on. And Jim Hart's on the line, as well as David Wilson, and of course the himself, Christian Ortiz. And we'll start out with the Godfather. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
What's happening, Mike? I love those Thrust with Greatness stories. Like, that's another story. Reminds me of the time I once saw Mike Rickert, and he looked at me.
I'll increase the amount of the check I write to you. David Wilson, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for having me back again. I just better make a joke again about being able to park Jim's Prius one time, so never mind.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, is there somebody's dog in the background? Who? Somebody walking the dog?
Not me.
Oh, maybe I'm hearing things. Throw a dog down here in front of us at Ferg's, which is unusual. But let's talk about the conversation we had with Ryan Helfrich last week as the Rowdies prepare for their opener tonight, 7:30 first kick over there at Al Lang Stadium, you know, his hopes with a new coach. Coach Robbie is the players call him and his friends call him. It looks like, as you said, should we as fans be that anticipatory of a successful season and possibly a championship?
Watch him, and I answer the question you're about to ask him.
Well, you're sitting next to baseball Ben Botham. He can't stand soccer. You grew up. Did you have to make a tough decision? Because I know you loved the game of baseball. Did you have to make a tough decision between baseball and soccer?
I'm ready to hear this.
Like, I could play both. That's what was great. But, I mean, if we're going on based off watching, obviously I enjoy watching a baseball game much more. But playing soccer is very fun. 100 times better than, like, sitting there watching the game. But baseball is my sport, in my opinion.
Gotcha. Well, let's go back to these guys. We lost them, and we'll bring them back into the conversation. Jim Hart, David Wilson, and then we'll bring in the youngster, Christian Ortiz. So back to my original question. We had a little technical hiccup there, fellas. Back to my original question is, anticipation that Ryan has, and I talked to him this week. This promises to be a superb season, and, of course, first kick is tonight at 7:30 at Al Lang, as I said.
We'll see. The parallel that I can think of is when they made the coaching change of the Bucks from Tony Dungy to John McKay. And Dungy got us there and got us there and got us there, but never over the top. Made the coaching change. Not to say that's the reason. I say John McKay. I meant John Gruden. Not to say that that's the reason we got to the Super Bowl, but there was change that year, and then the next step happened. I mean, I think it's written. I think that possibility is in the cards. They've really upgraded their playing staff as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Jim.
Go ahead, David.
I was going to say, I agree with Jim, and I started to say that the Rowdies are such a quality organization that they're always going to put something on the field that everybody's going to be proud of. But this year, it seems like they've, combine the quality that they have as an organization with what's on the field, and so the expectation is the title is still possible for them this year, and I think that believing in that already is given to us. So it's a good look here.
Yeah. One last.
Well, Jim, why don't you introduce our young guest because that's just a little snippet of the bright future that they have with this organization and some of the moves they're doing young guys 16 years old into the foray at this point in their careers, their young careers.
Can you imagine this, Mike? So 2 years ago, this guy was a freshman starter on River Ridge High School and tearing it up for them, scoring lots of goals, taking them far in the playoffs. And here we are 2 years later after his youth career, and which I guess is still ongoing. Now he's signed a contract to play for the Rowdies. It's a really great story. This young man, his name is Christian Ortiz. He's one of the Rowdies' newest players, and he's with us right now. Christian, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So, Christian, tell us about yourself. Tell us a little bit about the Christian Ortiz story and how you ended up in the position you're in right now.
I was born in White Plains, New York, and I moved down to Florida when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And then I found West Pasco, that is now Florida Premier, and I've stuck with them throughout this whole journey. They helped me a lot to progress my career. And then they gave me this opportunity with the Rowdies, and I took it, and I rode with it, and now I am where I am.
Well, Christian, it's an incredible story, and Jim had shared with me as well that you were homeschooled. Was it tough to stay disciplined and focused from that perspective, and still is, when you probably wanted to go out and play soccer? You kept your pedal to the metal in the classroom perspective, but talk about the challenges of studying at home and then moving forward with your soccer career.
Yeah, of course. My freshman year of high school, in the middle of the year, I went to FLVS, and I continued playing throughout that year with River Ridge. So I did my schoolwork in the morning, went to training for River Ridge at like 2 in the afternoon, and then at night I went to training with Florida Premier. So it was a lot going on throughout my freshman year, but it's definitely not for everybody, online school. You have to be very disciplined and do your work when you have the time, because if you don't, then you're going to fall very much behind.
Jim, what is alternate questions with the young man?
Sure. David, tell us a little bit about Christian from your perspective as the Wiregrass Rants coach.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
David Wilson, tell us a little bit about Christian from your perspective as the Wiregrass Ranch head coach. Is David on there with us?
No, he's not. David dropped out of the call. He had another commitment.
No worries. Well, Christian, so what I was going to ask, we had on there David Wilson, the Wiregrass Ranch head coach, and as soon as I told him you were going to be on the show, he goes, "Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I know him. I remember him." So, Christian, tell us about preseason with Coach Robbie Nielsen. What's it like playing at the age of 16, coming into this professional environment, playing for this top-class coach who came over from Europe to coach the Rowdies? Tell us about it.
Coach Robbie Nielsen is definitely a different type of coach than I've ever had. He wants us to work really hard, and I'm used to working hard, but not as hard as the professional environment has taught me.
Let me ask you this: at 16 years of age, and you walk into the locker room, the clubhouse, even practice, and there's two of you youngsters on the squad, which it helps. But how are the veterans treating you? You hear these stories in all sport. And at every level,
And the rookies typically, you get picked on. You got to pay your dues. You got to merit respect from them. How is that process without getting yourself in trouble right now? How has that process been so far? Have they been welcoming? Have they been supportive? Have they given you guidance to make this transition, which is extremely challenging? Have they made it smooth for you, or are they having a lot of fun at your expense?
No, I definitely thought that it was going to be really rough when I first started training with them, but so surprisingly, they are the opposite of what you think. They're the most welcoming people. They help you. They have a high standard, and when you reach that, when you match that standard that they want, it is going to be so simple for you. They will respect you just like you're one of their own, no matter how old you are. Me and Tanner, the goalkeeper, we've gotten so much respect from everybody just because we work really hard. And all the senior guys, Manuel Arteaga, Cal Jennings, Luis Fernandez, they help and push us so much because they understand that we're young and we have so much to work on. So they never bash us. They always encourage us and help us to move forward.
That is awesome.
Hey, how about the other young man? Did you know him prior to joining the Rowdies? Did you know that you were both going to be called into the organization at such a young age?
No, Tanner, I did not. He's from Orlando, so I'm from Tampa, obviously. And then he played at a club over there called Icons, and then he came over for preseason, and then I met him there.
So, Christian, who are some people in your immediate background in terms of coaches that you can point to that you can say, these are individuals that helped me get to the point where I can be good enough to get a Rowdies contract?
There are a couple of coaches. There's a lot of them, actually. Probably Andres Arango, Gus Cortez, Walter Madrida, Novi Merrick, the list goes on. Sean Brooks, I could name a lot more. My dad, Charlie Ortiz, he's been a coach. He coached me from a young age. There are a lot of coaches I know I'm missing right now because there have been so many that have believed in me and helped me throughout my career. It's unbelievable how much support I've had, and I'm so grateful for it.
Well, you sound like a person that's really easy to get behind, and I can see why the Rowdy players have gotten behind you as well. So Christian,
let's talk about your family's role and the support that they've given you. Your father, of course, you just mentioned. Let's talk about that support the commitment they made to you, and you've got an incredibly bright future, but they've had to sacrifice considerably to get you here. So let's give them a little love today as we talk to you.
Yeah, of course. My family has been a huge role. My mom, my dad, my family in New York, they come down, they send me money every once in a while. They help me a lot, especially my parents. They understand that I have a goal, and that's why my mom let me come online and train every day hard to get to where I'm at. And they sacrifice their car to give me so I can drive to training every day and the games. They sacrifice a lot of time for me so I can be able to do what I need to do, and I can be able to eat what I need to eat. And they understand that I have my priorities, and I respect them a lot. I love them a lot.
That's beautiful.
Hey, who's your favorite player that you've kind of you kind of modeled your play and your career after, and your aspirations? Which player do you look up to the most at the highest level?
Well, ever since I was younger, I've been a Manchester City fan, so I've liked Sergio Aguero. And then I realized that I play a lot
like Luis Suarez. So that's who I kind of watch more. I watch how Suarez plays, and I try to mimic his style, and I try to gain the intelligence that he has, like how he moves, how he passes it, how he reacts when he loses a ball, everything in that sort. I try to take into consideration that I could be like him.
Wow. Wouldn't it be cool if you ended up crossing paths with him somehow in cup play or some other capacity as he plays for Miami down there? So what was it like to score a goal in the preseason? Christian, tell us about that.
It was an incredible feeling scoring my first goal at Alang. It was it wasn't like any other feeling. I saw me and Danny starting to go press, and then right when the ball hit that puddle, because the field was like a little bit like puddly because it was raining a lot. And I saw Danny. I screamed for him back. I saw that open net, and I like my heart stopped beating. I just passed the ball in the goal, and then I slid into the corner. And everybody, Forrest came to me after the game. He said he was happy for me. Everybody, Coach Bobby gave me. Because Bobby congratulated me for the goal, everything. I felt awesome that day.
That is great.
I tell you what, that certainly gave you some street cred, as they call it, with all the veterans and the coaching staff. Your opportunity presented itself, and you performed. Let's talk about tonight. It's the first regular season game. It's 7:30. It's a packed house. St. Patrick's Day Eve, and the Rowdies crazies will all be dressed in green and have a couple hours of tailgating, and you'll be standing next to your teammates playing the national anthem in that gorgeous setting down there at Alang, and your family sitting there in the stands. Did you ever think at 16 years of age, young man, that this would be your life this early in your career?
Honestly, I did not. I hoped that by the time I was 18, I would sign my first professional contract. That has always been my goal before I became an adult, to sign my first professional contract. And I exceeded that by 2 years. So I'm very happy that I've done that. And I can't even imagine tonight. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. Everything's going to go very well tonight.
Well, we'll be following your career. We'll get you on more often. I'm going to actually hit you up for an autograph sometime here soon for my 6-year-old grandson. I'm trying to get him into soccer. I'll bring him down during the season when he comes down from Iowa, and we'll be cheering you on, young man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck tonight. Go kick your feet up for a couple of hours and get ready for tonight's action.
Yep, of course. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Thanks, Christian.
Christian Ortiz, 16-year-old phenom Jim Hart has brought into the conversation. How cool is that, Jim?
Oh, my gosh. Mike, it is so special. And it really, you know, the High School Champions League has no better friend than the Tampa Bay Rowdies. And not that the High School Champions League has anything to do with Christian signing, but what I'm getting at is the larger picture of the way the Rowdies support the development of young local talent. It's just so cool. And it makes everybody feel like they're part of the Rowdies. You know, everybody, all of Christian's teammates in club, for example, have got to feel a step closer to being a part of the team just because Christian's playing on the team now. It's just such a, it's very hard to put into words how cool it is.
Well, I was impressed by his composure, the way he handled the conversation with us as well. He's wise beyond his years, and I'll look forward to meeting him, and maybe we'll be able to talk him into bringing the other youngster and coming up here. Heck, it'll be, you know, like our high school headquarters conversation, but they're both turning pro, and they still have an opportunity to pursue a collegiate career as well. Well, Jim, I'm going to let you go.
We'll make that happen. Yeah, make that happen, Mike.
All right, my friend. Well, happy, I don't know if you're Irish, but happy St. Paddy's Day weekend. You got any green in you?
Yeah, we're from Sligo. My family's from Sligo. And you know, Hart is like the Smith of Sligo. It's like one of the most common names in Sligo. So there you go.
Well, you better get yourself a Guinness and tip a pint or two tomorrow. And I'll talk to you beginning of the week. I want to talk about our alliance now with our friends at Primetime Preps, Bob Putnam, and what's going to take place there, how it impacts the world of soccer. All right, my friend, have a great weekend.
You too, Mike.
All right, we'll take a break here in a minute and have a conversation on baseball. We'll bring Ben Botham into the conversation. Joel Geiger's here. And then we'll talk to the youngster. We'll talk to the phenom. And, of course, that is our own Wyatt Ross. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection radio network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Champa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the Pee Wees to the Preps to the Pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection radio network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection as we around the corner here in hour number two. Hey, by the way, we got a new partner, and they're going to be very involved in the world of golf, well, everything we do. And it's the hard work of Jay Davis. Here's a little read that I'm going to get accustomed to, and I can just roll it off my tongue if that ever happens. Looking for an affordable golf cart? Doesn't break the bank. I talked to Tim, and I loved the concept right away because they've got this perception of golf carts these days. They have all the bells and whistles. They're not available to the common guy, you know, a couple of grand here, three, four, you know, everything I've heard is $15,000, $20,000, up to $50,000. That's not the way these guys roll. You go to facebook.com and search Plant City On The Job Carts LLC. If you message Tim and mention Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the T Florida, any of our shows, Big Monday, even you guys, I'm going to have this read on Fridays with Bump That Media. You'll get 10% off.
And,
10% off. So let's say it's $3,300. I mean, at $3,300, you know, $300 goes a long ways. And then you can buy yourself a couple cases of beer and tootle around on it. And then we'll get you for operating a golf cart illegally. How's that?
Hey, Mike, I love a good golf cart. So, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that. That's a great deal.
Job On The Job Carts LLC is your local dealer. The latest in golf carts and cart, and they've got accessories. That's what you do with the $300. And that's the dealership pricing that you can't touch. They're kind of the middleman, and I'm excited about the relationship. We're going to have them out at some of our golf events and do hole-in-ones for golf carts, and we're going to have a lot of fun there. All right, so let's talk a little. First of all, did you tee up the college games we got today? We got Florida playing, we've got FAU, and we've got USF all in conference play, semifinal play today, and Joel Geiger's got that for you.
Conference tournament, which is the American Athletic AAC.
AAC, baby.
The South Florida Bulls, they beat East Carolina in the quarterfinals 81-59, and the FAU Owls beat North Texas 77-71. They'll both advance to the AAC semifinal today at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. South Florida plays UAB, who is the number 4 seed, and then FAU plays the number 11 seed Temple, who's made a nice run in that tournament. As for the Florida Gators, they're the 6th. They beat Alabama 102-88. No defense optional in the SEC, I guess. And then they'll play Texas A&M today at 3:30 in the semifinal.
Well, you know, I love this time of year. I know you call it March sadness, now that you like to maybe wager a dime or two or a penny or two, whatever your limit is, you might want to get into it because there's some great prop bets. There's all kinds of spreads. In fact, yesterday, the New York Post, they've got these so-called experts, and every game that they said were a lock, chalk, if you went their direction, you lost. So even the experts don't know what they're talking about.
Hey, but that I sounds got experts. Like me, Mike.
Well, I've got experts on Mondays, and that's Alex Reba and Derek and big old Oscar Garner III calling in from Michigan on Big Monday, and that's down at Sea Dogs Brewery. And those guys do break it down. Take a look at the point spreads. But if what's happening right now in the conference play, Joe, is any indication of what we're going to see for the next 2 weeks of March Madness, it's going to be historical.
It's
as far as one's going down, 10's getting in, 9's getting in these championship games in the conference play. It's going to be superb.
It's been all year. There's been upsets all year. I mean, we've had the number one has changed probably 3 or 4 times this year, which isn't very common, and just so much movement in the top 25. So many teams getting upset by lower or better teams in their conference. It's going to be a pretty good March Madness. I don't think there's like a dominant team this year.
Without a shadow of doubt.
There's a bunch of really good teams.
Purdue has proven year in and year out, when they're ranked number one, they will get knocked out early.
Not this year. The Boilermakers will make their run this year.
Well, I'm a Big Ten guy. I hope you're right. But I would attribute this parity situation to the portal, transfer portal, and that brings teams that have seniors graduating right back into the fold immediately.
Well, I mean, transfer portal, you can get guys from all over the place. I mean, Arizona got a Caleb Love from North Carolina, who's one of the best guards in college basketball, who just went from one blue blood to the other.
They got beat by Oregon, and you're wearing the Oregon colors today. They got beat by Oregon last night. They were another.
Now, these are Rowdy's colors.
Okay.
To be clear.
Those are basically what I would call Nike colors to start to when they originally
came out.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
Oregon owns Nike pretty much.
All right, so we're not going to talk any more basketball. I know. I know you're sitting over there. Hey!
All good, Mike.
You just had a nutritional brunch breakfast.
I certainly did. I had the best pizza you can get out of a vending machine here at Ferg Sports Bar.
It is the best, without a shadow of a doubt, because that's the only pizza machine. Actually, one of the few in America.
Hey, you know Dave Portnoy was here in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, well, he didn't come and check out.
He went to my favorite place, Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Gave it a pretty good rating.
He gave Little Italy a 0.7, I think.
Which is good for him. He said it was the best in the Tampa, St. Pete area, which I was very excited about.
Okay, yeah. So tell our listeners who David Portnoy is. Of course, of Barstool Sports.
Good old Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports, Viva La Stool. El Presidente, he's the man, the myth, the legend who runs Barstool Sports. He was down here in all of St. Petersburg, Tampa, the whole area, reviewing pizzas, doing it all. And I don't know what he'd give that, but I bet you he'd give that the best score out of a vending machine.
He needs to come down here and get the Ferg's ATM pizza.
Yeah,
it'll go viral.
I'm sure he'll turn right around for that fine piece of cardboard. That fine piece of pizza that comes out of there. Hey, late at night, it serves its purpose. You got all these young people living down here. They got a little buzz going on. They walk by there. We're not open. Boom. In fact, that's when most of the sales out of that machine come late at night.
Not like a little brunch like myself.
No, no. Most people are smarter than that, Ben. I love you, but most people realize that.
Hey,
that,
I'm not afraid to live life, Mike.
It's always good to start if your you call day that with, life, with a pizza like that.
Yeah, Kylie, I'd be running fast if he calls that living life, dear. Anyway, so let's talk a little baseball, something in your wheelhouse. Of course, the Rays, I know it's preseason.
We got Jake Odorizzi back on a minor league deal. That. Could be a good pickup.
What do you think of that?
Any pickup for the Rays right now, I'm pumped about.
Any arms?
Yeah, I mean, we really need it because, I mean, you see what happens. Injured. What happens every year? We lose 5-6 arms. I mean, heck, we have to have a bullpen about 30 men deep to keep up with it. So anytime we can pick up an arm, I think it's a good sign for the Rays. Especially one that could possibly be healthy for a long period of time. Because it's going to be a while before we get a lot of our guys back.
You know, I was looking at his numbers, fellas, and did he have Tommy John a couple years ago?
He had surgery last year.
Shoulder?
He missed last year.
Was it Tommy John or was it a shoulder issue?
I'm guessing Tommy John, but I don't know.
Well,
for sure.
And they're saying that it's a great find by the Rays.
Hey, sign him to a minor league deal. It's not going to hurt. It's only going to benefit us in the long run.
See, I'm upset we still didn't go after Trevor Bauer. He got picked up by, God, it wasn't the Blue Jays. I think it wasn't.
He's playing pickup ball in Japan.
No. Some team invited him to spring training.
I know.
That was for, he pitched against some Dodgers minor leaguers at a spring training. Some other team.
I don't think
he was picked up by anybody though.
No, but he signed like a little like pitch here, kind of like how Joey Votto, he got a invitation to spring training with the Blue Jays, which was great for him. You know, I was pumped to see that because, I mean, I love Joey Votto. I think he's a fringe Hall of Famer, almost there.
No, I like what Joey. And I do believe that Bauer deserves an opportunity. What happened, he was vilified, you know, by everybody without the facts being presented. This woman is a proven extortionist. And, you know, she staged all this, and it ruined a young man's career. Maybe he is a bit of a jackass, as some people say, but that doesn't merit his entire life being ruined by a lie.
Yeah.
And he's not getting another chance. That does bother me. And I think he would be a great addition to the team. You think the people in Tampa, St. Pete, would forgive and forget?
If he throws strikes and gets guys out, absolutely.
I'm just going to say.
I don't care what he did.
Heck, he could be coming down from Tallahassee being a convict, a felon. Nobody if you throw strikes, you keep the ball over the plate. Hey, we'll come out and see you.
Even in this woke world that we live in, you think we'd be okay?
I'd love to see him strike a sword on the Tropicana Field mound.
Yep.
All right, there we go.
Well, Mike, did you see the Savannah Bananas brought on Roger Clemens to take them out?
I saw that.
The 7-time Cy Young Award winner was out there throwing strikes, and they even also brought out Roy Oswalt as well. The 3-time All-Star. It was a pretty cool little event that they had going on.
Last year, they brought Bill Lee back, remember?
Yeah, Bill Spaceman Lee. And they had John Cena.
John
the
Cena
other
at the one in Tampa, yeah.
Yeah, John Cena. You can't see me, Mike. You can't see me.
He did not swing the bat.
I do like John Cena. Did you see that clown at the Oscars?
Oh, yeah, out there without any clothes on.
Yeah, what was that deal all about?
You couldn't see him, so it's fine.
Yeah, but that was bizarre. I caught that, Joe. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yeah. He's got a little more wit than you think. It's just dry humor. You got to be prepared for it. So we're going to have Peter Gollum back in the second hour. We'll go into depth. But before he gets here, who are you leaning at in the East Division besides? You think the Rays have a shot this year? I think it's an unknown this year, more so than it was last year, on what kind of club this is going to be, specifically because I know he was injured last year, Tyler Glasnow, but we started the season out with Sugar's knee. And
we had the best rotation to start the year last year.
That we've ever had.
For about a month.
That we've ever had.
Yeah, with Rasmussen, Springs. Eflin, Glasnow, and McClanahan. But then two of those guys got hurt within the first month. And then, I mean, it was a gradual downfall after that.
Yeah. Well, and who would have ever projected, no bookie, no prognosticator, of the start that they had last year.
Right.
And we'll never see that again.
Hey, I got my fingers crossed. I mean, hopefully the Rays come out strong, come out swinging, doing all right. I mean, I've been predicting it for a little while now that the Blue Jays are going to be a World Series team. And I'm putting my money where my mouth is, too. I put money on both the Blue Jays and the Rays to win the World Series.
Odds?
I believe it was plus 3,000 for the Rays and plus 1,600 for the Blue Jays.
Well, the Blue Jays, you know, last year were a disappointment. Well, the Eastern Division was a disappointment to most people, but don't count out the Orioles.
It should be the clear favorite in the division.
I was going to say
the next 5-10 years at this point. With the lineup and the young guys they have.
Did they add any veterans to that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, they got Corbin Burns, I believe.
Yeah.
Pitching staff-wise, which was a great pickup for them. They're going to be dangerous for years to come in the AL East.
It looks like they're cloning people. I mean, they're all like first four batters. They all look identical together.
And then, yeah, they got even more young prospects. Jackson Holliday coming up to the...
Jackson Holliday.
I mean,
well, I remember I told you the story last year, but I met the Mountcastle family a couple years ago, and my grandpa was his sister and his fiance. Anyway, and the dad told me, he said, "I'm telling you right now," he said, he didn't grow up an Orioles fan. He's from this area, and he said, "You're going to be surprised by the farm system." Well, he's kind enough to take time out of his busy schedule for a young man. Let's have a conversation with Wyatt Ross. How are you, my man? How's the world of hockey? And I just found out through your father, Mike, that you also have a stint with the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll be pulling you into our conversations quite often.
Yeah, about 4 years ago, I was a junior interviewer or a junior reporter for the Rays. I got to interview all the guys that they traded away now. So that's Willie Dames, D-Man Choi, Kevin Kiermaier, Tyler Glass now. It's been sad to see the guys go, but the Rays, they had a pretty solid season last year. Spring training's been going a little bit rough, but it's spring training that's expected.
Throw out a few of the names that you've interviewed, and then we'll dive into Lightning. Your dad was telling me some of the people that you had an opportunity to interview, and that was very impressive. Not as impressive as your NHL resume, but pretty dang impressive.
Yeah, so I got to interview pretty much all their top three pitchers when they went to the World Series: Charlie Morton, Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow. Got to interview Austin Meadows, Kevin Kiermaier, Willie Adames, G-Man Choi, Brandon Lau. I think he might be the only guy left that I interviewed. But all really impressive players, all players on good teams, all players still playing at elite levels today. But in terms of hockey, the hockey world's been going a little bit crazy. Trade deadline was not too long ago. The Lightning made moves to pick up Anthony Duclair and Matt Dumba. Duclair was Duclair in a seventh for a third and Jack Thompson, and they added Matt Dumba in a seventh for a fifth-round pick. Both of them have been doing very solid. If you've been watching Lightning games, I know you've heard Anthony Duclair's name. But starting off for this week, it was only two games, but they were both great games for the Bolts. So they started off welcoming the Flyers to town with a huge 7-0 win, Tortorella even getting ejected in his old building. It was a great rebound game after the horrible game against Calgary where we lost 6-3. Vasilevskiy put up a shutout and a great showing from him. Goal scorers included Hedman, who put up two, Nick Paul, Connor Sherry, Braden Point, as I mentioned, Anthony Duclair, and Brandon Hagel. Then we welcomed the Rangers to town. They were heavy at the deadline, adding Jack Roslovic as one of their centers. But a top team in the league, and it's great that we got the 6-3 win. An amazing game from Braden Point. It was a great comeback and a strong showing for the Bolts, as they were down 3-2 in the third period. Kucherov and Point show this game. Kucherov with one goal and four assists with 5 points. Pointer ties the franchise record for points in a game with 6, including a hat trick. The other goal scorers were Stammer and, yet again, Anthony Duclair, definitely clicking with the boys here. for the Bolts, and then Schneider, Roslovic, and Panarin for the Rangers. But Duclair and Dumba were our heavy additions. Definitely been great for us. Dumba's solid on the blue line, and hopefully they can help us push for the Cup. Look at the standings. The Lightning, after having a strong week, are fourth in the division and first in the wildcard spot, so sitting in a good playoff spot right now. However, they are 18 points behind the first-place Panthers, who have been riding strong on a huge win streak. They are 14th in the league to round up the standings. Look at stats. I think everybody knows who's in first by now. Kucherov with 112 points leads the Lightning and the league. Point behind him with 73. I don't think he's catching him anytime soon. Kucherov leads the entire team in goals with 39, but Point can't catch him there. He has 36 following up that hat trick performance. No surprise, Kucherov also leading with the Apples, or assists, with 73. Hedman trailing behind him with 54. Look at the week ahead, a road trip coming up. Start at Florida tonight at 6. Florida's definitely been rolling lately. It'd be great to pick up a win here. Then we take on Vegas in Vegas Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Vegas has been trying to steal a page out of our playbook with the whole salary cap after we won the Cup with Kucherov coming off LTIR. Then we go to San Jose Thursday at 10:30 and finish up with looking to be and hoping to be a great week against L.A. Saturday at 10:30.
You know, you take a look at where we're at right now, and, you know, the goal, obviously, 9 out of 10 years we've been in the playoffs. What's your gut feel on the Lightning making the playoffs this year?
Making the playoffs, before the trade deadline, if you ask me that, it would be a little bit iffy. But if Duclair and Dumba continue playing how they're playing, they're definitely clicking with all of them. I think we're a lock for the playoffs, and I think we could even go on a run for the Cup. We have the greatest goaltender in the league. We have arguably the greatest forward duo in the league. Brayden Point and Anthony Duclair are clicking. Stammer's showing up when it matters most. I think this is a really good team in the league, and I think it's a team that people need to look out for.
Well, that's a lot more optimism that you had before the All-Star break and before the trade deadline, that's for sure. And I'm sure all Lightning fans felt that way. So. Yeah, so it's encouraging for everyone that love the Lightning. It's encouraging for us down here at Fergs because our Lightning watch parties during the playoffs are off the charts, and it's good for everyone. So looking forward to it. Well, now that high school hockey's over with, you're going to have to get down here to Fergs some Saturday and in person, and we'll talk about the future and get you some wings, bring your dad Mike down, and we'll have some fun. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome. Spring league's right around the corner, so high school shouldn't be too long, but I'm looking forward to get down there.
All right, young man. Have a great weekend. Tell your folks hello, and again, each and every week you can hear Wyatt Ross as he gives us his insider opinion on what's going on with the Lightning, and now we're going to get the same thing with the Rays. Second hour, we'll talk. Brad Richardson, the voice of Seminole baseball, of course. He'll be ecstatic. He'll be bragging about you guys.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I know Brad will be out there. You know, he loves being. He was even at our Calvary game. Even though it was away, Brad showed up. He's one of the greatest supporters of Seminole baseball there is, and we couldn't ask for a better announcer.
Joe Geiger, how many games did you go to this week?
It was a good week for me. Spring
for the
break,
traveling, right? Road show.
Spring break. Had some time on my hands. Had some friends in town. We went to the Lightning game Saturday, and then a couple of spring training games, Rays, and he's a Braves fan, so we went to a couple of those.
Well, in both those games, the Rays were victorious, right?
The one I went to against the Braves were in the Atlanta's new stadium, which is really nice.
Is it nice?
In Northport. Very nice.
Did they sell it out? Braves fans are very loyal.
Pretty much everybody was there. The Bible, I don't know if anybody's ever seen that Yankee guy who, like, gets ready, and he's like stands in the outfield and like does the pre-pitch motion in the stands. I don't know if anybody's ever seen him, but
I saw him.
Have you seen that guy?
No.
Look him up. He's gone viral. That's what he kept telling everybody.
He was telling people he's gone viral?
Yeah, because a couple people were asking, and he like, you know how pre-pitch, you load up, like.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing, but on the berm in left field there.
Every pitch?
Pretty much every pitch, yeah.
Like he's pitching the game.
Like he's playing, you know, the fourth outfield role.
Ben, there you go.
What a
That's
goober.
What you can do later on.
He's a goober.
Yeah, well, no. After your coaching career, you know, when you want to stay fit,
yeah.
Just go to spring training and launch, you know, about 75 pitches.
It'd have to be dollar beer night, Mike.
yeah, it would. All right, like I said, second hour, Brad Richardson and Peter Gollenbach, the accomplished baseball author. And then we'll wind things down with Barry Smith, former Florida State wide receiver, Bucks receiver, talking about the baseball, bourbon, and cigars over at the J.C. Newman facility. And that's this coming Wednesday. We'll be back. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this St. Patrick's Day Eve in downtown St. Pete.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.